Hello, 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 and welcome to Mabacher's Voice. My parents called me Martin, but Mabacher is the name that I chose when I joined the internet. I know, some joined the army, others the priest seminar, or the firefighters, but at least I didn't join the ISIS. Also, we still not know where this internet thing is going. Anyway, it wasn't the moment when I first updated my Facebook status I referred to as joining the internet. It was January 2010 when I claimed my Twitter handle @Mabacher. This was the first mentioning of Mabacher on this interweb thing. Twitter itself is very important to me. I owe everything I am as a businessman to Twitter. And I promise you to explain my relation to Twitter in an upcoming podcast soon. But for the first podcast, I thought, let's just keep it light. Start with yourself, who you are, and what you look like, and, yeah, God. So, something about me. I'm 41 years old. Sometimes, I'm 41 years young. You know how this is, right? I'm an entrepreneur since 2012, and I love everything about it. Oh, another great podcast topic, I guess. So, I live in Austria, in the best city in the world, Vienna. If you haven't seen it, I highly recommend it. It's worth a visit. I'm single, living in a very nice apartment with a roommate. I was born with brittle bone disease. In my case, that means that my bones have been very fragile until my puberty. A very gentle high five could break my arm. You know, the kind of high five you do with a toddler. Another side effect of my disability is my body size. I'm 90 centimeters or 35 inches and 37 kilograms or 81 pounds. Basically, I'm an overweight 2-year-old, to give you some ideas. I cannot walk, that's why I use a powered wheelchair. Imagine it as a more comfortable boosted board, with better seating, more range, and a way better luggage situation. So it's a good thing to have. But the most important fact about me is I'm always wearing a chef hat. Yes. Some people wear shirts that says boss, but I prefer the more subtle way of showing who's the boss. No, I'm kidding. I found that hat online and I fell in love with it. It suits me well and it covers my hair situation very well. Some of you gentlemen can probably relate to it. But that's enough about me for the beginning. Let's hit God. No, I mean, the topic God, of course. I think hitting God directly isn't possible, right? Or is it? I don't know. Maybe some of you have a deeper insight and are willing to share. The reason why I chose God as my first podcast topic is not because I believe in God, which I don't. But in the last 17 years since I live here in Vienna, the same thing happened to me 4 to 5 times, and it always went down the same way. It's always in the subway. I don't wear headphones, I like to hear my surroundings, and as a powered wheelchair driver, it is dangerous not to hear the traffic around you. So I usually scan the car, watching people taking selfies, which only became a phenomenon over the last couple years. But it's a fun to watch. Most of them are texting, reading, free newspapers, or listening to music. Sometimes too loud. Occasionally, you watch someone not staring in their phone, and you end up looking this person straight in the eyes. Usually, two things happen. One, you both start to smile, and it was a very nice, brief interaction between human beings. Or, second, The person feels himself caught in the act of looking at you, and he or she looks away as quickly as possible. I personally prefer the first one, but I'm fine with both. As I already mentioned, 4 to 5 times over the past 17 years, I ran into a third category, the religious one. I had interactions with religious men and women, and it always went down the same way. It starts with a glance. Whenever our sights meet, I immediately know it. This is one of them. I'm quickly looking away, but I can't help it. Our sights always locks for a second time. No matter what I do, it always happens. And when it does, it triggers something inside this person. They come over to me, smiling, and with a very calm voice, saying, "Do you believe in God?" No hello, how are you? No, they ask about my beliefs. My response? No, I don't. The funny thing is, this doesn't bother them. No one ever was surprised by my answer. They didn't even react in any way to what I said. Instead, they kept their spirit and continued with, "You know, God loves us all." My response? Okay. Again, without any hesitation, they kept going. "You know, in heaven, we all have wings." That's usually the moment when I started to think like, what the fuck? I could use wings now. Then I could offer some flight seeing, or having my own TV show, or play a superhero in a movie. But when I'm dead, what do I need wings for? But lately I started to think about what that person intended with this wings afterlife thing. And here's the point where I need your help, because I'm stuck. So here is what I think these religious people intended to do by informing me about the wings. They probably think wings would fix me, and wings would make me equal to everyone else. Again, I had the very same conversation multiple times over the past 17 years. That's why I started to think about it, and I couldn't figure it out. Let's say wings can fix me. If everyone has wings, my disability goes away, and I'm normal. If this is the case, what happens with blind people? What would wings change for them, or deaf people? And please let's not forget all the people without any disabilities, but still feel lost, some kind of invisible, or have no real social interaction to anyone. If these people get wings in the afterlife, they are stuck in the same routine as they are in life. That's not fair. So people of the interweb, please help me figuring this one out. What is the equivalent to wings for a 41-year-old, overweight, 2-year-old sized white male wheelchair driver? What would that be for a blind person? Or deaf people? Or the man and woman next door with the good job, the nice car, and the fancy bike who never have someone visiting them? The only thing I know for sure is they do shit for them. So if you have any ideas, let me know. Here at Anchor, you can leave me voice messages, but I'm looking forward to comments wherever you find this podcast. And of course, check out my Twitter, Instagram, and my new IGTV. This is the place where you can watch this podcast. In case you're curious what a 41-year-old, overweight, 2-year-old size white male wheelchair driver looks like. Or you simply want to check out my hat. Anyway, please share the hell out of this Mabach's Voice, episode 1.